Listen, I'm going to share with you a beautiful insight by Rabbi Nachman on the parsha. The pasuk says, this is in Parak Ches, pasuk Tesvav, the beginning of the fourth day, the beginning of Revi. Vayomer Elokim al Noach leimor. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Noach, at this point in time, the flood is over. The waters have receded, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Noach, Tzei min ha-teva. It's time to leave the teva. Ato v'ishtecho bonachu nishnei bonachu itach. You, your wife, your children, and the wives of your sons as well. And Rashi HaKodesh points out over here, Rashi actually comments later on by the animals. But Rabbi Nachman understands that the same yisod applies here as well. That the lashon of tsei, go out, is lashon of tzivoy, of a command. And in general, whenever we see a lashon of tzivoy, a lashon of a command in the Torah HaKadosh, it generally means that this is something that someone would not have done on their own, and the only reason they're engaging in this particular action is because God has commanded them to do so. So Rashi says later on a different pasuk, a few psukim later, Emar lahem sheyetzu, tell them they have to go out. Now here specifically, it's referring to the animals. Kadosh Baruch Hu commands Noach, tell the animals to go out, v'im lo yirtzu, and if they don't move, if they don't go out, hotzim bal karcha, ultimately again, force them out to the teva. But the Rebbe understands that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Noach, tzei min ha-teva, that he's effectively telling Noach the same thing. Get out, you have to get out of the teva. Which we could infer from that to mean that Noach was not ready to leave of his own volition. That had the decision been left up to Noach, Noach would have remained in the teva. And the Shaila, the question is obvious. Why is it, so the Rebbe says over here, move on mizah, we see from here that Noach on his own would not have left the teva. So the obvious shaila is what's happening over here. One could have only have imagined that they're spending this prolonged time in this boat together with all the animals and all of the garbage and cooped up and everything. So Noach would be yearning to get out. And at the first opportunity to break down the door and get out, we would have assumed that he would have taken it. Yet it appears that Noach was reticent to leave the teva. It appears that Noach was reticent to take leave of this ark, and only the tzivoy, only the command by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to leave is what gets him to leave. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, this is brought down on the Kuti Halochas, Halochas Zayin. So the Rebbe says, V'zeh remez al koma shekasamnu b'inyan zeh, shebevadeh mi sherotze loshuv, haya murutza shiyanichu leishev tamid b'ez ha-medrish, b'makam kalush, so literally translated, the Rebbe says, someone wants to do tshuva. But you know, my friends, tshuva doesn't have to just mean for someone who sinned. Tshuva is in general for any person who wants to go ahead and rehabilitate themselves. I want to be better. I want to be more heilig. I want to be more holy. So I would assume that the pathway to holiness means I put myself in a base medrash. I put myself in a shul. I put myself in a mishk, in a Mikdosh Ma'at, in a holy environment, and I plug away, and I daven, and I learn, and I say Tehillim, and the holy yisod is that I bolster myself to the greatest degree possible. But the Rebbe says something amazing. Aval Hashem Yisparach rotze b'kiyum ha'olam, o misaviv im ha'odom shemuchura kama pamim lotzis me'abes medrash, lasok b'tzarech ha'gufo parnasa. But says that the Ribono Shel Olam does not want us to only be in the base medrash. He doesn't want us only to be in the base HaKnesses. The Ribono Shel Olam wants us to go out into the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to make a difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to partner with Him in the rehabilitation and in the creation of the world. Shekol zeh b'chinas v'nafik, v'zeh kasha ala adam ma'od. But at some same time, man often doesn't want to leave. Doesn't want to leave the base medrash. Doesn't want to leave the base HaKnesses. Ki yodea shekishiyotzi lachutz hu besakana gidola. Because man knows that when he leaves the confines of the base medrash, or leaves the confines of the shul, he's in great sakana. Avalo sagi b'lav hachi. Shezeu b'china ma shebnei ha-teva lo ratzu latzeis mi-ha-teva kim b'gzeres Hashem. And here the Rebbe says something amazing. And we'll speak this out outside. The Rebbe says that what was the teva? The teva was not merely a vehicle for human salvation. It was not merely the life raft that carried Noach, his family, and the members of the animal kingdom in order to repopulate the world after the flood was over. The teva represented a spiritual cocoon, a spiritual womb of sorts, meaning the world had descended into such moral decay. The world had descended into such depravity that there had to be a rebirth. The teva was the rechem. The teva was the womb that literally nourished and spiritually nurtured Noach and his mishpacha. While Noach was on the teva, what did he devote himself to? So of course, again, he was busy with the responsibility for the animals, but at the same time, he had time for spiritual development, he had time for contemplation, he had time for his bodidus, he had time to build his relationship with his mishpacha, he had time to build his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had time to build a relationship with himself. That the teva represents this almost embryonic spiritual experience, where man is cocooned, enveloped by Kiddusha. The flood's over. The teva now rests on the earth. It's time to rebuild the earth. The Rebbe says, Noach doesn't want to go out. And why doesn't Noach want to go out? Because it's hard to be spiritual. And it's hard to be close to God when you have to contend with the mundanities, the realities, and the difficulties of day-to-day life. Therefore, Noach says to himself, you know what? I think it's better if I stay in the teva. I think it's better ultimately, again, if I just reside here. I think I could build myself a beautiful life for myself and my family. Maybe the animals could go. Maybe we don't have to keep the animals in the teva. But lemaisa, why would I want to leave the spiritual cocoon? Lemaisa, why would I want to leave this world? Why would I want to leave this beautiful haven? This almost like, sounds strange, but this utopian spiritual existence where I'm literally enveloped by the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rebbe makes an amazing observation. The Rebbe says that the Torah goes into great detail regarding the construction and fabrication of the Mishkan. Of the Teva, of the Ark. But when you notice, so it tells us how many floors, how wide, how tall. There's one major thing missing from the Teva, and that's a rudder, or oars. In other words, whenever you build a boat, you need a way to steer the boat. The Teva has no mechanism for steering. And the Rebbe posits, Rav Hirsch also brings down the same yesod, that was by design. Because the Teva was not a boat to be steered by man. The Teva was a boat to be steered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You walked into the Teva, you closed the doors behind you, and you put yourself into the loving, protective hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That was the Teva. It was like walking into the womb of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like walking into this beautiful spiritual cocoon. And so when the flood is over and it's time to rebuild the world, Noach essentially says, no thank you. What do I need this for? I have everything I need right in here. I have this beautiful bubble of holiness and spirituality right here. Why do I need to leave? And the Ribbono Shel Olam comes along and says, same in Ateva. You have to get out. Why, says the Rebbe? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem Yisparach Rotze Bekiyom Ha'olam, Umesavev Im Ha'odom Shemukhrach Kama Pamim Lotzeis Me'abes Medrash, Lasot B'tzarech Ha'egof Ha'tzarech Ha'arpanasa. So the Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want us to reside in the Teva. He wants us to spend some time in the Teva. He wants us to spend time in the spiritual cocoons. He wants us to spend time in the beautiful utopian-like world of spirituality. But at some point in time, the Rebbe says, Hashem Yisparach Sha'amar Lohem Lotzeis, Ki Hashem Yisparach Rotze, Sha'adam Ya'avod Oso Bezeh Ha'olam Daika. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to worship Him in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to live in the Teva. Everybody needs a little bit of a Teva-like experience. We all need our spiritually cocooned experiences. We need to envelop ourselves with Ruchnias at different times, whether it's for Tefillah, whether it's for Torah, whether for everything. Everyone needs a time in the spiritual womb of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's not where the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to reside. He wants us out in the world. Why? So to answer this, I want to share with you an idea that I've shared in the past, but it's I think one of the most profound ideas that helps set the table for what we're supposed to accomplish in this world. You know, if we go back to last week's parsha, so the Torah says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating the trees, so the Torah says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create eitz pri oseh pri, fruit trees which create fruit. But yet, when it comes to when actual creation occurs, it's only eitz oseh pri, it's fruit trees. It's trees which produce fruit. In other words, so Rashi Kaddish explains that in the original plan of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be that the trees would taste like the fruit. The fruit would taste like fruit, and the trees would also taste like fruit. But somehow in the actualization of creation, the fruit tastes like fruit, and the trees taste like trees. So Rashi HaKadosh says, you see from here that the earth disobeyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Rashi says that when Adam is later on punished for his sin, the earth is cursed as well. So the Maharal says, and Moshe Chaim Litzato brings down this Yisod as well. So the Ramchal says, we'll focus on the Ramchal. So what's the pshat? Obviously, this can't be understood literally. The earth doesn't have the ability to disobey God. So what's the pshat? What's happening over here? So the idea is that the Ribono Shel Olam wanted to initially create a world of perfection. The idea of having trees where the fruit tastes like fruit and the trees taste like fruit represents harmony, represents equilibrium, represents perfection. Everything is sweet. Everything is good. But yet then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually comes time to create, he says, no, I don't want to create perfection. Because if I create perfection, then what is there left for man to do in this world? In other words, says the Ramchal and the Maharal, the same basic yisod, which is, the Ribono Shel Olam, Dafka created an imperfect world. He purposely left things undone, or he left things in an imperfect state, an imperfect situation. Why? Because the Ribono Shel Olam gives us the opportunity to partner with him in the creative process. That if I see something broken, or I see something in a state of disrepair, my job is not to krecht, my job is not to say, oh, that's so terrible. My job is to roll up my sleeves and to figure out how could I fix it. To figure out what could I do. I see someone or I see something who is broken. My job is to figure out what can I do to repair. And the Ribono Shel Olam Dafka purposely, intentionally, created broken things in this world so that you and I would have the opportunity to partner with him, to become partners in creation, to become the divine repairmen of the universe. Therefore, come back to Parshas Noach. Noach is on the teva and everything is perfect. Noach is on the teva and everything is beautiful. He's living the perfect utopian spiritual experience. And therefore, I don't want to leave. Why should I go? I'm in this cocoon of spirituality, which Chodesh Baruch Hu says, Noach, you don't understand. The goal is not to live life in a cocoon of spirituality. The goal is to get into the world and build. The goal is to get into the world and repair. The goal is to get into the world and partner with me in the dynamic process of creation. I left things unfinished for you. I left things broken for you because I want you to have the opportunity to do something. I want you to have the opportunity to repair something. I want you to have the opportunity to build something. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Noach and he says, Tzei min ha-teva, get out. Get out. You had your time in the teva. Hopefully you used it wisely. I know you did. But now it's time to get out into the world. Now it's time to be a partner in creation. Now it's time to build. And the Rebbe goes on, the Rebbe says so beautifully, that this message is so exceptionally important for us as well. We all need our moments of what we'll call teva or arc inspiration. We need to have time during our day when we cocoon ourselves in spirituality, where we envelop ourselves. It could be that when we go to Shul to Daven, that in Eretz Hashem, you know, allowing ourselves to be present in that moment, allowing the tefillos to overtake us, allowing the Kedusha space HaKnesses to overtake us. When we go to learn, losing ourselves in the Blat Gemara, losing ourselves in the Shir, allowing the words of Torah to permeate our neshamas, to permeate our souls. When we come home into our homes, making sure that our homes are an ark, are a teva of Kedusha as well. Being careful with what influences we allow in our home. Being careful with what things we allow in our home. Because our job in the shul, our job in the base medrash, our job in the home, is to create these arcs, these tables of inspiration that cocoon us, that envelop us in spirituality. But I can't spend my life in the base medrash, in the shul, or at home. Same in Ateva Chodesh Baruch Hu tells us. Bolster yourself with the spirituality from your various life arcs, from your various life tables. But then take that spirituality, take that energy, go into the world and partner with me in the act of creation. Find the things, find the people, find the situations that are broken and understand that it is in your capacity to fix them. It is within your abilities to repair them. It is tempting to want to live life in the teva. But the Ribono Shel Olam tells us, Tzei min ha-teva. Go out from the cocoon. Go out from the divine womb. Go out and repair the beautiful world. Go out and find all of the magnificent opportunities I have left for you. May we each be zocha to carve out for ourselves beautiful tevos in life. in our shuls, in our batei medrash, in our homes. May be zocheh me'eretz Hashem to amass the spirituality that each of these beautiful arcs afford us. And may be zocheh me'eretz Hashem to bring that spirituality to bear in a world that has so much, so many repairs to be made. And may we find the courage to partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build and to repair this beautiful world even just a little bit. Wishing everyone a guten Chodesh and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.